Today was Beis Shvat, which was the Yutzat of the Rebbe Bzishe. So maybe it's Kedai, maybe to offer a little bit some words about the Rebbe Bzishe. Befrat has a Shtaki Shaykh to the Tanya, because the Tanya was very much befriended. Bechlal, of course, all of them being the Talmidim of the Magid, there was a very, very special relationship and a special appreciation that the Tanya had to the godless of the Rebbe Bzishe, which is noticeable, of course, in the fact that we see that the Haskoma, one of the Haskomas that the Tanya took on the Sefer, was in fact from the Rebbe Bzishe. And one might remember that the title that the Tanya wrote just above the Haskoma that he took from the Rebbe Bzishe, he writes, Harav Achusit Isha Loikai Kodosh Yoimeloi HaRebbe Mishilim Zishe Manipoli. This is a sefer called Medrash Pinchas. It's basically, these are Torahs from Reb Pinchas of Karitzer. It says there that whenever the Rebbe Bzishe said Torah, it was a tremendous simcha min hashemayim, a great simcha min hashemayim. Bechlal, the Rebbe Bzishe, who was the brother of Rebbe Meilich, he was older than him, and they were both, of course, the great Talmidim of the Magid. The Rebbe Bzishe was known, Bechlal, in all areas of Avodah, but which pronounces maybe more than anything, was he was known for his Gevaldige Madrege in Yireh, in Yireh Hashem, Yireh Shemayim. Rebbe Bzishe's total 24 hours a day was encompassed with literally being Mekayim the Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. As a matter of fact, it's brought down in the Sefer Das Moshe. Das Moshe was the son of the Kojin Samagit. When the Kojin Samagid was Nifter, so he was Mamalamokim. His name was Ramosh El Yochim Bria. That was his name. The Sefer Das Moshe in Pasha Shmini, he writes the following. He says, Hine Shemati, he says, I heard, Sharava Kodesh Admer Mareinu Rebzisha Zatzal, Holach Pam Baderech, he once went on the road, Lo Yoda Lo'on Yifne, and he wasn't sure which is the right direction. Writes the Das Moshe, he didn't know where to go, ki hoy lefon of beis derochim, because there was two roads, two choices. So what happened? The ro beis derech Hashem havaya oimed lenegdoi ubederech zeholach. In other words, he saw the Shem havaya, and he knew that that is the way he had to follow, wherever the Shem havaya is. And this concept, bechlal, that tzaddikim are guided min hashemayim by the Shem havaya appearing in front of their eyes, which only they can see, is brought down also in the Sefer Moreh B'Shemesh in Parshas Vayetze, Vayetze Yaakov Meber Shova. She brings the same concept. Yaakovinu found direction, where to go and how to go, by following very simply where the Shem Havayah is. So in that direction where the Shem Havayah pointed to, he knew that this is the way. And so brings down the Sefer Das Moshe, the son of the Kojin Samagit. He brings down that this in fact was the Madrega of the Rebbe Bzishe. Bechlal, what's interesting thing, that the Moir Vishemesh basically was a Kleinus Kalman, a Gevoint in Kruke in Krakow, and he was the one who founded Hasidus in Krakow, because prior to his coming, as a fact, Krakow was one of the main centers of Misnagdim, Misnagdis to Hasidus, to the point that the Bezin in Krakow put Hasidus in Cheren, literally. And he became the scar of the Hasidus because it once happened that Rebbe Meilich of Lizhensk happened to pass by Krakow, and he had the opportunity then at the time, the Moir Vishemesh had the opportunity to see and to recognize this person, and all of a sudden his neshama just became ignited and became so attached with the whole Derech Avoid of Rebbe Meilich that the first decision that he made was that he's going to have to also take a trip to visit him. He didn't have any money, and there's a lot of stories about how he managed. He went by foot and he pawned everything that he had. Lamaisa, and he became very, very makusha to the Rebbe Meilich. So in the Sefer Moir Vishemesh he writes, in Parshas Masai, he writes as follows. He says, "Samoyri Galoshin, Moir Vishemesh, one of the classical Svarim Hasidus. His kever, by the way, is in Kruke. He says, "Hinei Odom." He says, "A person, Shiyila Yiras Haroimimis, a person should have the Yira of awe." He says, "Kimoy Malach Hashem Tzavokos, Can anyone imagine that a human being should have Yiras Hashem in the Madrega of a Malach? After all, a Malach stands right next to HaKadosh Baruch in the Oilam Yisrael Yoinim, and the Malachim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So it says the Mor Vishemesh, for a human being to have Yiras Haroimimis, K'may Malach Hashem Tzavokas Loi Motzina, we don't find it, Ki'im Chad Bedora Oitrei Bedora, one or two in a generation. We could have Tzadikim are able to be mashlim themselves, and Koine Shleimis in Yerushimayim, Azovi HaMalach. Vishomati, and I heard, this is what the Mor Vishemesh writes, Mipeh Kodesh Harav Boitzina Kedisha, which means the holy candle. Rav Zisha, Zechat Tzadik V'Kudish Lavrucha, Shoyim Mispala Kamishonim. I heard that Rav Zisha would be Mispala many years, Sheyasig Yiris Haroimimis Koimalach Hashem Tzavokis. It should be Zechat to have Yerushimayim like HaMalach. This is how the Mor Vishemesh brings regarding the Rebbe Zisha. So, the Yetiv Lev, the Satm Ruv Zayde, was the Rav in Sigit. So he brings there in Sefer Yetiv Punin. So he says that Kasha Shomanu, very interesting, also referring to the same idea, two different Sfarim, totally two different Sfarim. Kasha Shomanu he brings in Sefer Yetiv Punin. He says, Kasha Shomanu Mishmeh Darava Kodesh Rebbe Zisha, Shebikesh Liyas Lo Yirakam Maimalach, Umilei Hashem Mishaloisa. So he heard the follow-up. He said, here are the bunch of the Mamala his Bakoshe. Umilei Hashem Mishaloisa. The Nufal Ulav Yir of the Pachat, and when that Bakoshe was fulfilled, he was consumed with such tremendous Yira, Achenase Ke'evan Doimim. He poshet Bal Yisnoya Bishum Avram Reva Pachat. He became mamish like an inanimate object, like a stone, like a rock, as if like a lifeless person, because he was so consumed with Yira and Pachat, that literally his body was paralyzed. That was the tremendous madrega of Yiram Pachad, as he writes Legabe the Rebbe Zisha. It's interesting to mention, because after all, this is the Shir Tanya we're talking about. So a very interesting thing is that in the Sefer called Matzri for Avoyd, it brings in the name of the Balatanya, that the Balatanya said, and he was made, and he writes as follows. This is what the Sefer writes in the name of the Balatanya, that Avoydas Ish Hamoifes Hazeh, this is what he calls him, the Avodas Hashem of this Ishmael, his Rebbe Zisha, hoise be Yira Eloi Kolkach, was such on a higher level of Yira, ache be Hechel HaYira Hoyegamken Yirosoi LaHafle Vafela. In Shemaim, the Oilam Esol Yoyim is a Hechel called Hechel HaYira. Now you can imagine, that is the quintessential Madrega of Yira. There's a Hechel HaYira. Not on this earth, in Shemaim, there's a Hechel HaYira. So said the Balatanya that Yerushimayim of the Rebbe Zisha was so great that even in the Hechel HaYira, they were like nespoil, half of a fella, that a human being could achieve such a high level of Yerushimayim, which is about a truly, truly amazing thing. Bechlal, Rebbe Zisha was also tremendously known for his Ahavas Yisrael. Literally, his whole life was consumed, poshet, and Ahavas, to do a toive for a Yid. It's one of the also the very, very important distinguishing factors in the midst of the mouths of Rebbe Zisha, that the Tver Shloime, Shloime Radomsky, brings in the Sefer Tver Shloime in Parshas Kisaitse. He says it's very interesting. You know, in the morning when you say Birchas HaTorah, so when you say Birchas HaTorah, it's followed up, because when you say Birchas HaTorah, you have to learn right away. So it's incorporated in the Siddur, so you have some learning. So what do you say? You say Birchas Koyanim, first of all, the Pasuk in Chumash. You say Birchas Koyanim. So he said, why were Chazal Soymach Dafke Birchas Koyanim? Could have been any passage in the Torah, could have been any chelik of the Torah. So why were they kaveya, right? This goes back. Why were they kaveya? Why did they establish to say Birchas Kehanim next to Birchas HaTorah? So he says, Tver Shloime says, Lohoyro Slonu, because Chazal wanted to teach us. Because Birchas HaTorah, why are you making Birchas HaTorah? It's a bracha for Torah. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebruch Habonu Mekolam, and Menosalonu is Torosoi. So what's the tachlis of learning? So the Tver Shloime, the tachlis of learning is, L'hashpia L'chol Yisrael Toivetz V'chasodin. Tachlis for a Yid is to be able to be Mashiach Toivetz another Yid. What's Birchas Kehanim? Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecho, Geba Baruch HaFayid. Right? Yis Hashem Podem Velech Lechoneko. V'yosem Lecho Sholoim. Dala Zachem. That's the tachlis of learning. Tachlis of learning, he says, is to be Mashpia L'chol Yisrael Toivos V'chasodim. That's what Tver Shloime says. So he concludes, and he says, V'chein Shomanu, says, and so we heard B'Shem Arav HaKodesh Mareinu Reb Zisha, Ki B'chol Yoyim Acha Birchas HaTorah. He just didn't just say it. But immediately following Birchas HaTorah, he would run out to the street, Vidu Apsayid, Vidu Tina Torah. He says, and the first Yid that he found, he says, very interesting thing, sir. He went into the street, he says, Lachapes Acher Ish Mezera Yisrael, Kedei Lahanikoy Mibrachoysav, to be able to give him of his brochus. And he said, Misho Yezoich Elias Rishin, Yeh Mishias, or whoever was very lucky, was the first person whom he found. That was the Yid that he gave all of those brochus to. Who was Zoich to be that Yid upon whom he found. That's a very, very amazing thing. The Chlal, when he used to give a brucha to a Yid, he used to say many times, he used to say, said in Yiddish, was Zozan Gizit Nishtak Zerzevi Agoy. He said, he should be healthy and well like a goy. So he said, it's a modern Zach, it's to say it this way. So he says, I'll tell you why, he says, because many, many times he says, I want to give a brocha to a Yid who maybe is not worthy to receive a brocha. Pashat Kuen to Zanhoge. So I say, Azoivi Agoy, that Agoy is Avada not worthy, and it's Gizint Nishtarak, he says, Zayid Avada and Avada, Zakal Vachoyme. So he says, this is the idea, Zazan Azoivi, at least, Lacholet, because Ayidach Shvainike, far, far ahead than a Goy. So no less than a Goy. A Goy is Zoyche to have, right, to have Brias and to have health and so on, the Allah Zachem. So certainly Yid Avada and Avada should be Zoyche to that. Sidua, which is, I guess, one of the most famous, legends that set over by the Rebbe Zisha, was that a Yid came to the Magid. The Magid is Mezrich, and he asked the Magid and says, how are we to understand what Chazal say? The Gemara tells us that Kishem Shemavorchim ala Toiv, Kach Mavorchim ala Ro, that if Yid makes a Brocha, right, no matter what, Suris Toivis, we say Toiv Ametiv, and Chazal Shalom Fakert, which is also a Brocha, Dino Emes, and so on. First of all, to make a Brocha, Kishem Shemavorchim ala Toiv, Kach Mavorchim. Says, how is a Yid be able to find it within himself to be able to make a Brocha, you know, on bad experiences? And the Magid says, to find an answer, he said to this question, he says, go and ask the Rebbe Zisha. Well, famous story. Rebbe Zisha was sitting, behind an oven with tattered clothes, and that's where we were sitting. And he goes with Rebbe Zisha, and he says that the Magid sent me, you should explain to me, what does it mean, Kishem Shavachan al-Toyv, Kach Mavachan al-Ro? Rebbe Zisha said, it must be a mistake, because I never experienced Ra in my life, so I can't tell you what that means. And this was a Yid who didn't know where his next meal was coming from. This was a Yid who fasted Rav of the Week. This is a Yid who had tattered clothing, sitting behind an oven to warm himself, and this was his Avodas Hashem. Ich weiß nicht, wie schlecht meint. He said, I never experienced that. That's what you do it. This is with Rebbe Zisha. And just to tell you, one of the other things which is said over by many, many Rabbeim, the name of Rebbe Zisha, says that everybody knows that Chazal say that the godless of the Yid, who really has a strong rotzen, and if something happens, you're not able to achieve success in fulfilling, turning it into reality, we say machshava toiva kadosh baruch hu mitzarif ala maase. If a person has a machshava toiva, kadosh baruch hu is mitzarif it to a maase. The Rebbe Zisha asked the question, what does it mean kadosh baruch hu is mitzarif? Mitzarif means we have two situations and you're mitzarif, you're connecting them. Here we're talking about where you only have a machshava, right? You don't have the maase, but kadosh baruch hu considers it like a maase. So it should say machshava is nechshav ke maase, right? Or mala olav akosov ke ilu osoy. What does it mean kadosh baruch hu is mitzarif the machshava to maase? What is he being mitzarif over here? The Rebbe Zisha, very well known pshat, so he says, look, there are two Yidin in the world. He says, there's a Yid who has tremendous ritzoinis. He has gevaldige ambitions, but he doesn't have the wherewithal to do it. That's a Yid would like to be a gevaldige bal tzedakah, but just doesn't have the means. Or he would like to learn maybe more hours in a day. He can't do it either. Maybe like to daven a little bit longer. He can't do it either. But Kadosh Baruch Hu recognizes he has genuine machshavas. That's one Yid, but he can't carry it out the maisa, can't fulfill it. Tarasheni this fakert. There are other Yidin who do many mitzvahs, but they do it without kavonah. They do it out of habit. They do it out of rote. They just have, you have a maisa, but you don't have the machshava there. You have a maisa without a machshava. So you have two Yidin. You have a Yid who has a machshava without a maisa, and you have another Yid who has a maisa without a machshava. It's only like a half a mitzvah. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes this Yid's machshava and that Yid's maisa, put them together, and now you have a complete mitzvah. Machshava toive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf ol ha-maisa, because Baruch Hu is mitzarf, the machshava of one Yid, to the maisa of another Yid, in order to build it up and to make it into a fully complete maisa. It's interesting is that in the Klausenberger Rebbe, in one of the Shiurim on Chumash Rashi, it was in Parshas Chayesoro, in Tov Shin Chofhei, in 1965, very well known, that he used to say the Chumash Rashi Shiurim, he said about the Rebbe Zisha, you see, about the Yaniv, the Rebbe Zisha used to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, like, every now and then. Always making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Taking stock of himself. So he said, when he used to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, many times he used to run into an area with a lot of flies and a lot of bees. His Derech HaVoyde was, Poshit Sigufim, Tanesim. He always felt that he needed Kapora. So therefore he feels the more, V'nisim Stavshi Seichim, was something was a Dover Ruggle in his life. Not eating, fasting. So he sat himself around in a place surrounded, swarm it with flies and bees. you know, let them bite him, he says. He says he deserves it. So the Klodenberg Rebbe said, a funny thing is that no fly had the chutzpah to bite this holy body, this Guf Kodesh. No fly. No fly went next to him. Rebbe Zisha was such an honor that he would say, Zisha, Zisha, look how repulsive you are. Not even flies don't want to bite you. He says, so he would say the opposite. That's some Gitach Vaket. You know, this is just the God. Let me just conclude, which in Antwerp used to be a Rebbe Yankele in the Pishlarka Rebbe. So he used to say, he said, Amuli said a very interesting thing. The Rebbe Zisha Poshe didn't have a Tzachi Shabbos, so concluding with this. So he went to the butcher, to the local butcher, and he asked the butcher, and he said to the butcher, listen, I'll make a deal with you. He didn't want for free, he didn't want Stam Tzedakah. He said, I'll do a service, and you'll give me some meat for Shabbos. What's the service? The butcher those days, you know, they had live animals that he would shech, and then he would sell the meat. So he said to him, listen, he says, if you give me what I need for Shabbos, I'll go over to all the animals that you have, and I'll tell you exactly which one are going to come out kosher. Because what happens is after the Shechita, certain percentages come out kosher. Certain percentages, when you do the bedikas, come out non-kosher. That's a hefset. You don't know in advance. But if you know ahead of time which animals are going to come out kosher and which non-kosher, so you only shech those that are going to come out kosher. So he says, I'm going to tell you ahead of time. He says, which animals are going to come out kosher? And kachava, this was the deal. So he gave him something for Shabbos, and he told him, this is kosher, this is going to be non-kosher. And this is one he pointed out to each and every animal, and he marked it, and kachava. This is exactly the way it was, and the way he predicted. But the funny thing is that this Yid came over to him and said, he says, it's very interesting, it would be a very good idea to figure out how he does this. He says, maybe for the right price, he says, he'll let me know how to do it. He'll teach me how to do this. He says, this is my business, I'm selling meat. The gewaldig thing, if I would know in advance, he says, which animal is going to be kosher, it's not kosher. So he goes over to Rebbe Zisha and he says, Rebbe Zisha says, and he offered him a hoyn rav, a lot of money. He said, listen, Rebbe, he says, I'm giving you all this, but please, please teach me, how do you do this? Teach me the way in order to know in advance which is kosher, which is non-kosher. So the Rebbe Zisha said to him the following, he said. He asked the Rebbetzin to bring in a pan. It was a pan full of fiery coals. And he says over to the butcher and says to him, he says, listen. So Rebbe Zisha went, he sticks his hand into the fiery coals, his hands aren't burnt. He says to the butcher, if you can do the same thing, then you'll also know which animal is kosher or not. He says, call to mind, you didn't master this. He says, you won't master that either. That's Madrig, he said. He didn't try it. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. So we will continue here. We've looked at the sheet, first of all, which we have to do. Because this is the Yisrael, this is a follow-up at the end of Peri Gimel that we learned last week. And to close the chapter, literally, Peri Gimel, before we start, I get Peri Dalet. The Tanya mentioned in Perek Dalet about the Madrega of Ahavas Hashem. With the Tanya mentioned, Madrega of Ahavas Hashem is so great where a person has this tremendous tzemoy and has this tremendous thirst, where the nefesh really yearns and longs to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point, like we find, Nichsefo v'gam kol sanafshi. And as we mentioned already, that sometimes the Ahava can become so great where the neshama literally might be in danger of leaving the body, due to the fact that it is drawn to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pointed out then that we said that the emotion of Eish, the fiery emotion of Eish, is from the lev, but Mayim is from the intellect, comes from the Moyach. And we said Mayim is like the cold intellect, which a person has to use also as Seichel, sort of like to temper the fiery feeling of Avo, because otherwise he's in danger that his neshama might push it depart from the Guf. So you have to do it up to a gvul, up to a point, just as much as the goof is able to tolerate it. Too much, a greater level of Ahavas Hashem can be very, very dangerous. So we have to point out a few nekudas. Let's take a look here on the sheet. We have the Rechaim HaKodesh in Parashas Achrei Mois. And he explains, in fact, what happened to Nodav Aviu. Rechaim in Parashas Achrei Mois, he says, Dibur Hashem LeMoshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, Derech Misoson, right? The way that they died, Shehoisa Alzeh HaDerech B'Korvosom Lifnei Hashem. Meaning the reason that they died was because they came too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Pirish. Shenizkarvu lifnei oir ha'elyon. Which means they were makar of themselves. They came so close in front of the oir ha'elyon. Bechibis ha'kodesh. With the love of becoming connected to Kedusha u'bazeh mesu. In other words, just in these short words, where the Rechaim HaKodesh really wants to answer, if you might remember, the first posik in Achrei Mois seems to be a posik without a message. Because the posik says, Vayidaber Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe. When does he speak? Achrei Moshe, Shnei B'nai Aharon. Bekorvosom lifnei Hashem v'yomusu. It still didn't say what Hashem said. Because after that it says, Daber l'har nochichot. A new Daber. What was said in the first posik? What's the first Vayidaber? What was said in the first posik? The first posik says, Vayidaber Hashem, Hashem speaks to Moshe. The posik just says, when he spoke. When? Achri Moshe nei b'nei harem. Bekorvosom lifnei Hashem v'yomusu. There's no message there. There's no dibur. Rechaim HaKodesh says, there is. Because the intent of the posik is as follows. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe. First of all, when? Achri Moshe nei b'nei harem. What was the message? Hashem tells Moshe, the karvosom lifnei Hashem v'yamusu. That's what Hashem tells Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, you wonder why they died? The poshet came just too close. They came to a point where the neshama poshet left the body. Because they connected. The devekas b'Hashem was on such a high madrega that the body could not contain the soul any longer. That's the lotion that he says. Dibra Hashem l'Moshe, again, the beginning of the words of the Rechaim HaKodesh. Hashem speaks to Moshe that derech misosan shohoyis al zeha derech the karvosom lifnei Hashem. Now that's what Hashem is saying to Moshe. Hashem is revealing to Moshe the sibah of the misa of the Shnei Bnei Aaron. Or Chaim HaKodesh says, "V'hu soid ha-neshike." That is what misa's neshike means. We hear many times about very, very few, right? Very, very few tzaddikim. Very miyuchadik tzaddikim die, not through the Malach HaMoves, but they die through misa's neshike. What does it mean, misa's neshike? A kiss? Neshike means it, because neshike means that there's a chibur. When there is a matzev of neshike between two parties, neshike means that there's a connection. There's a connection between two parties, and that constitutes neshike. When we say that a person dies, misses neshike means because there became a connection between the neshama of the person, kibiyochel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called neshike. Neshike is also from the lotion of hashoka that you make by a mikveh. When you connect the mayim of the mikveh, which is in one bor, right? Which is not kosher water, but you connect it to the other chelik, to the second bor, which is megishomim, which is the kosher water, and you merely connect it, right? You connect it, which is called Hashoke, which is also from the Lashon of Neshike. So you have a Chibur. So it says the Rechaim HaKodesh, that's what happens by Mises Neshike, where there becomes a true connection, a connection between the Neshama of the Tzaddik to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Shebo Meisim HaTzaddikim, which in this manner Tzaddikim die. V'hinei Heim Shovim, he says, the truth is, L'misas Kol HaTzaddikim. The truth is that Emesdik Tzaddikim die this way. But the chilik is azoy. The chilik between tzaddikim who die misas neshike and other vaviu, the difference is as follows. Ela shahef reshu, but the difference is, she tzaddikim haneshikim is kareves lohem. The ilu heim is karev lo. By regular tzaddikim, when the time comes, so the neshike comes to them, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mischaber himself to the tzaddik, memela his neshome becomes drawn out of the body and connects kibiyochel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the time comes. No other vaviu stepped out of bounds prematurely, and they were miscarved themselves, creating the neshika. Instead of waiting, neshika coming to them. Vu oimer, and that's what the posik means. The karvosom lifnei Hashem. That's what it means. That's why they died. They came too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They connected too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the oimer it says the yomusu. It should have said the karvosom lifnei Hashem yomusu. That's why they died. Or mesu. What's the yomusu? And they died. The way we're learning now, this is the reason, right? Because the kavosam lifnei Hashem mesu. That's why they died. What's v'yamusu? And they died. It's not and. That it's all part of the same statement. So what's the v'yamusu? Rechaim HaKodesh, listen to what he says. V'oimra, the reason it says and they died v'yamusu b'tois v'svov romaz ha-kosuf. That kosuf is trying to be meram, as the posuk is trying to tell us haflo chibes ha-tzadikim, the amazing, incredible love that the tzaddikim have to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The love that tzaddikim have transcends the risk and the danger that they are putting their lives by coming so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the neshama will depart from the body. In other words, in spite of the awareness, sometimes the tanug and the ahava and the love is so strong that it transcends the risk that they're putting themselves into. As he points out here, that Shahagam Shoy Margishim Bemisosam. Rechaim suggests that Nodav Aviu were margish, that they realized that something is happening when they were coming closer than necessary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were margish Bumisosam. You would expect it would stop the Dvekis. Says Loy Nimnu Mikoroiv Ledvekis. They did not hold back. Neimois Arevois Yedidus. This is a different adjective. The sweetness, the Ziskite. Right, the batamkai, the chavivas, the love, chashekas, look, all these lishoinas, mesikas. At keloyis nafshoy samem. Until they literally lost their nefesh. Behoven, he says. And this is the Meir de Gizach, and this is what happened to Nadav Aviv. We can understand, therefore, what the Tanya was referring to, therefore. When Tanya talks about Ahava Hashem Kirish Peyesh, right? And Ahava could lead to a situation of Nichsefo Vegam Kol Sonafshi means where I can actually lose my Neshama due to the great Ahava. But at the same time, it should have the Bechin of Mayim and Esh. Right? Esh is really the fiery Ahava that a person might feel, but it should be tempered with Ahava, with the other side of Ahava, from the side of Mayim. Which Mayim is the control. It controls the Esh. That it doesn't allow the Esh to break out or to go further than you would like it to go, or than it would want to go. That's what the Mayim does. The Mayim tempers the fire of the Esh. Because otherwise, there's a tremendous, tremendous danger. Now, what's in Olam HaChassidus, which is very well known, and this is very important here, which is really, Yesod is very fundamental, where the Vodis is throughout the Kajan Samagit says in Parashat B'chukosai, this is really something that is a thread which runs through the idea, right, in Kamat, all the Sifra Chassidus. Bechlal, we talk about the two major Yesodis and Avodis Hashem, which the Tanya referred to, because Chesed Givura, which are the two, which are the two primary Midos, which is followed by the next five, when you have the Zion Midos. When you have the Zion Midos, it starts with Chesed and Givura. Chesed and Givura means Ahava and Yira. Chesed is Ahava, and then you have Yira. The Tanya already told us the way it works is first comes Yira. Person is Boinen, Begadlus Hashem. So he becomes, right away, he becomes so inspired, and he stands in awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then ultimately, the Tanya said, that Yira, right, will lead him to the next step, to Ahavas Hashem. You can't have Ahavas Hashem if there's no Yira, if you have no awe. But you have to have first the idea of Yira, but we're not talking about Yira Sa'inish now, which is the lower level of Yira. It's not because he's afraid he's going to punish him. We're talking about Yira Sa'raimimis, talking about standing in awe from the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Yira is the stepping stone which leads us to Ahava. But Yira and Ahava really are coexisting, which are connected to, which are two Avodis, which are two Midos which go hand in hand. It's not just you have Yira, and then you have Ava. But we'll see from the Avodis Yisrael, they are necessary that one really gauges the other. And the pshat is like this, which is very fascinating. And this is on the pasuk. Let's take a look here in Parashat B'chukosai. On the pasuk, V'salachti b'soichichem, the Torah says in B'chukosai, of course, before the Toichacha, that in fact, in B'chukosai teleichu, if you do follow my statutes, if you do follow B'derech HaTorah, then the pasuk in the Torah promises all of the good things. And among the things that's mentioned is, Kosh Baruch Hu says, I will walk amongst you. You'll be zoichet ashroi sashchina. V'salachti b'soichichem. I will walk amongst you. Now listen to what Rashi says. Perish Rashi. Rashi on the spot says, Atayil imochim began Eden. I will walk around with you, ke'echod mikem. In other words, when you'll be in Gan Eden, you'll actually be next to me. I'll walk around you. I'll be the company. I'll be the company that you keep. You'll be able to tolerate my presence without trembling. Right? Without trembling and falling apart. Which is a special avtocha of Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow us to appreciate being in the true company of Kodesh Baruch Hu without really expiring, without falling apart. Yochaloi tiru memeni. Does that mean you will not have fear or you will not have awe before me? No. Tamad loimer v'yisi lochem lelekim. Which means I still will be your God. In other words, there will be Yira. So the question is manafshech. First, the pasuk starts out, Rashi starts out to say, I will walk amongst you. Do you think that you'll tremble before me? No. You won't have to tremble before me. Then he turns around and says, does that mean you won't have Yira? No, you will have Yira. You will have Yira, and yet in the beginning, Rashi said, you will not have to tremble. But you will have Yira, and you won't have to tremble. What does that mean? Says the Kajin Samagi, says the Avodas Yisrael, the Tzorach Bir. This needs to be explained. Shetchilas Devora, because in the beginning, Rashi tells us, clearly Rashi says that the Tiul HaKadosh Baruch Hu will traverse among the Bnei Yisrael in a way that he will not have to tremble. And then Rashi's Messiah, Yochel Loi Tiru Memeni, does that mean you will not have to fear me? Shemamano, that proves Sheyir Gam Bechinis Yira, there will be Yira. So what does it mean? There won't be, and yet there will be. Oche Nira. However, I believe, says the Avodas Yisrael, Alpi Perish HaMishneh, everybody knows the Mishneh, Shomarti B'Mesachtes Ovois, it says in Mesachtes Ovois, the Bechaninah's Gana Koyhanim Oimer, that's the Rosh HaTevis, the Bechaninah's Gana Koyhanim says, Have a Mispalel B'Shloima Shel Malchus, She'ilmolei Moiro'o Ish Esrei Eyu Chayim B'loi, right? Chazal say it's very important. You live in a land, you live in a country. Be mispalel for the welfare of the country. Be mispalel b'shloim shel malchus, that the malchus should be matzliach. Because why? Because we need law and order. You have to have a proper government. Because l'molam mayroa, if not for the fear that people have for the malchus, ishes reyeyu chayim below, people would literally consume one another. So I have a mispalel b'shloim shel malchus. So people should be mispalel, right, for the shloimis, for the shalom, for the peace of the malchus. This is avada di poshtu pshat in others. But every word of Chazal, of course, has ein podim l'tayre. What is the message? What is the message that gives us a lesson in avodas Hashem from this particular memra? So it says the pshat is as follows. And actually, there is other words there. I took it out, but just what's necessary for the shir. The ine ikar avodah l'Hashem yizborach says the avodah is Yisrael because the main avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei hu ahava hagdoyle berash peyesh, the same lotion that the Tanya used. The ikar avodah is a person should achieve ahavas Hashem, such an ahava, immense ahava, like fiery coal, shall heves ko, a burning ahava, ledovko boi b'chol mine ahavas, right, to be able to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all areas, in all types of ahava. Shonu margishim betanugi olam hazeh, he says, because we unfortunately are gashmizdige people, so we have to use a base moshul just to understand, to have the idea of what ahavas Hashem should be. Let us just take a moshul from our private lives, the way that we enjoy all the pleasures of the worldly pleasures, the olam hazedige pleasures. This is the type of ahava and more that a person should have towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yosem mizeh, he says, ti ahavas Hashem b'lei v'yhavov, in the hearts of those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shoyge b'tomid, who are continuously involved with it. Ki ilu choyle choyle sa ahava, he should be sick from ahava. Kamo yishukoz of Rambam mizeh aloshen b'soyf hilchis tshuva ayin shom. And Rambam says, you have in tavas oylem hazeh, as the lotion that the Rambam uses, as they say, excuse the moshul. But the Rambam went down to that moshul like a person, right, who says he has to have this particular woman. Say, and becomes, the lotion is, kicholas ahava oni. The person becomes sick if he can't achieve it. This is a base moshul, but the idea is the person can understand it in his, from his physical needs, from his physical desires, that more than that, even that type of a way, or at least measuring that madrega, should be ahavas Hashem, where he's drawn and drawn, so his mind is occupied. When a person has that worldly desire, it consumes his mind 24 hours a day. He's thinking about it all the time. He's thinking about it over and over again. That's the way that a person should have ahavas Hashem, where he'll become consumed with ahavas Hashem. So he says, "V'lefi kishoyt hanefesh b'masim tovim." How do you achieve that? The more ma'asim tovim that the neshama is connected with, the more ma'asim tovim that the neshama is kishoyt, is adorned with, like tachshitim, because every mitzvah becomes a tachshit, another ring, another piece of tachshit on the neshama. Tigdal ahava, that will allow the ahava to grow. Ad, here's the part. Shemegoidla tanuk, but the tanuk, there's danger now, because the tanuk, the pleasure that a person derives being connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, can be so great that yuchal ha'odom lovoy l'day kalois hanefesh, that could lead a person to kalois hanefesh, where he'll lose his soul. Uchukosom, the nefesh will have such a tremendous desire lehiparid min aguf. The nefesh says, I don't want to be here in this world. I belong to the upper world. After all, I come from the upper world. That's where the neshama came. The neshama is like in prison. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that neshama from the oilam esol yoinim, etachas kisei kovit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed it in the guf, right, which is the guf gashmi, and the neshama is stuck with it. The neshama tolerates it as long as it's not being challenged. But when the neshama becomes so connected in ahava, and there's such a tremendous ahava to cleave the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the neshama poshet just leaves the guf. The body can no longer tolerate the neshama with this connection in Dreikas Bashem that the neshama has. So that's a tremendous danger. The neshama has a tremendous desire to connect to the source, right? Bechaya hachayim, which is the life of all life, which is in Shomayim. Vamar Razal and Chazal have said, we can just leave these few lines here, Rabbi Sai, go down four lines, Vizeh Shomar. A little bit before. Let's go here. Val Yedei Bechinis Hayira, it's the end of the line. Two, three lines down. Vayidei bechinis ayira. Therefore, says the Avodas Yisrael, Vayidei bechinis ayira, nishava bechinis hatzimtzum, v'hagvul, Yoshuv Dover al Mechoinoi ki Yedu al Boy beside Hashem. Those who know a little bit beside Hashem, those who know a little bit, he says, the esoteric chelik of Torah know that Yira is what gauges, what controls Ahava. Too much Ahava is dangerous. The Nishama cannot exist within a guf if there's too much Ahava. So you have to temper that Ahava. You have to sort of diminish that Ahava. You have to put it, you know, not on 550, something like 250 or 300, you know, something like that. You can't have it on the highest level. It's too fiery. It's too hot. It's too much dveikis. So with Yira is necessary, Pasha, to control the Ahava. Because Ahava, that is without limitation, the danger is what would happen, he's not saying those words, what happened with Nadav Aviyu, he's not giving the marshal, saying the words, not giving the marshal. The marshal would happen to Nadav Aviyu. The Karvosam Lifta Hashem Yamusu. Because they had total Ahava. Their Ahava was not controlled by Tzimtzum. Yira, the tachlis of Yira is to be the gauge. These are the control switch. The idea of Yira is to be Mitzamtzum the Ahava, to contain the Ahava. That it should only have just as much which is within limits as much as the person is able to tolerate. So therefore now there's a new pshat in the words of the Mishnah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah again. V'zeh Shomar. He goes down further. V'zeh Shomar. V'zeh Shomar B'chanin is Gan HaKoyanim. Have a mispalel b'shloimoy shel malchus. What does that mean? Kloimar. Shetispalel Hashem. You should be mispalel to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sheyitain lochem shleimis shel malchus shomayim dahayne ho'ahava bo. He says. You hear what he's saying? Mispal b'shloimis shel malchus does not mean malchus the government. Malchus means kabbalah shel malchus shomayim. What does the Yid say in Shema Yisrael? When he's makabbalah malchus shomayim, what does the Yid say? V'ahavtos Hashem Elokecha. Right? The pasuk comes over and over again to try to explain in every way, b'chol avovcha, b'chol nafshecha, in every which way, a person should totally give himself over in ahavas Hashem. But wait a minute. But that's dangerous. Because if you do kabbalah shel malchus shomayim with the highest level of Ahava, then there's a danger that the guf might lose the neshama. So it has to be a malchus shomayim that's b'sholem, that ends in peace, meaning that's going to be connected with yira also. Have nispal b'shloim shomalchus. See to it that your malchus shomayim, right? When you say your Shema Yisrael and you're generating Ahavas Hashem, because that's kabbalah shel malchus shomayim v'avtas Hashem Elokecha, make sure that it's b'sholoim, b'shloim shel malchus. It doesn't lead to any danger. That the Ahava is connected with proper Yira as well. As he goes on to say further, that you have the Ahava, the Gam HaYira, the Eishet Tamlichu Oisoi. When you are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'toyre V'tfilu Masim Toivim. Because she'il molem moiro'o. It's not for the Yira. If not for the Yira Hashem, not the Yira HaMalchus we're talking about, the Goyish HaMalchus. Because not, if not for the Yira Shemayim, if not for the Yira, he says, so then Pirish, Shilule HaYira, right? V'tavdu rak v'b'chinas Ahava, if you'll be Yavid Hashem only in the b'chin of Ahava, or Ish Esreyeu Chaim Bloy. Know what Ish means? Ish means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Ish Mulchomo. Ish Esreyeu, who's the Reyeu? You are the Reyeu. But Ish Esreyeu Chaim Bloy, the connection between Ish, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Reyeu, and the common person, meaning the human being. Human being, Poshet, will be just swallowed up, will be consumed by the tremendous Ahavas Hashem. So the Ahavas Hashem has to be controlled, and there has to be a tzimtzum, there has to be a contraction, a certain withdrawal, which takes place through the mid of Yira. That's why he says, Ilamola Moiro, if not for the Yira, together with Ahava, is Ish Esreyeu Chaim Bloy. As he points out further, that Ish Esreyeu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. Okay, so this is the idea, basically, what the Kodesh Magid advances over here. And this is what the Tanya was alerting us to, that you have the Rish Peyesh, and you have the emotion of Esh, which is Belev, which that is the Tzimoyin that leads to tremendous thirst and a longing to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, also, you have to have the emotion of Mayim, which comes from the Moyach. You have to have the intellectual, the cold intellect, the temperature, right? That the temperature, keep control the temperature, that it doesn't come out to be too hot. So I want to show something very, very wonderful. You know, so we come now, you know, with this idea that we see that the danger of the Ahava, and then it has to be tempered. You have to have the Bechin of Yira in order to be Metzamtzim. Too much Ahava can be dangerous. So I want to show you here from the Sefer here, Shemin Reish. Take a look here. There's a wonderful word that he brings from other Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. Take a look over here. It says, V'locheinu no'omrim b'tfile. He suggests over here, V'locheinu no'omrim b'tfile, the Leil Shabbos Kodesh, we say at night, Friday night, B'birchas Mogen Ovis. המניח לימוי ביום שבת קודשוי, כי בום רוצו לניח להם, לפון אוף נבוד ביירו ופחד. You notice? לפון אוף נבוד, we will serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with yiro and pachad. What is this connected here with Shabbos? What has it got to do with Shabbos? Lefon of Navod b'yiro v'fachad. Why are we mentioning this on Shabbos Friday night? What has it got to do with Shabbos? Why is this tefillah inserted in Shabbos? So the hinei yidua, because we know the Shabbos will begin as ahava. Shabbos, more than any day of the week, is a time that we have the opportunity to generate within ourselves ahavas Hashem, because we lose our gashmiz digal life. When Shabbos comes, we are sort of like transported to a different world. We leave Olam Hazeh, we are living in Olam Haba. Shabbos is really a temporary leave of Olam Hazeh. Shabbos, we say, in the Zemiris, Mein Olam Haba, right? Whole niggin of that. Mein Olam Haba. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the beginning of Olam Haba. A Yid who's living in Olam Haba, you think about it, you divest yourself of all of your earthly garments, all of your earthly levushim, tremendous ahavas Hashem that a person is capable of achieving. When you really experience Shabbos the way Yid is supposed to, and Shabbos is not like reading newspapers. And doing Shabbos the way Shabbos is meant to be, what you can do in Shabbos. Do it asoy. So then you do the Shabbos to begin as ahava. Kishmukosa b'nei Yisoscha. The b'nei Yisoscha says, "V'shem harava kodesh morein Reb Tzvi Hersh mezidichoyv sechusa yogin aleinu Reb Hershel zidichoyver." The b'nei Yisoscha says, "V'shem Reb Hershel zidichoyver." Take the word Shabbos. Shabbos is Shin Bei Suf. That's 702. The gematria of Shabbos. It's interesting, it's a phenomenal thing. It's the exact gematria of Ahava B'cholev, Ahava B'chol Nefesh, Ahava B'chol Ma'od. When the Torah talks about Ahava, there's three types of Ahava. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha. The Torah wants to complete Ahava, Ahava B'cholev, right? B'chol Nafshecha, and B'chol Ma'odecha. Fascinating thing. Shabbos is the gematria Ahava B'cholev, Ahava B'chol Nefesh, Ahava b'chol me'oid. Fascinating thing. The Shabbos encompasses within itself the potential to reach all three modes of Ahava. Your entire heart, your entire nefesh, and everything that you have. But who neged, this is of course corresponds to v'haftas Hashem l'kech b'chol levavcha, that's Ahava b'chol leif. B'chol nafshecha, that's Ahava b'chol nefesh. B'chol me'odecha, ad kan dvorav ha'kdoshim. Once we come to this realization, that what? That Shabbos is a tremendous source of Ahava. Shabbos, a person can achieve the highest level of Ahavas Hashem. Ahava b'cholev, Ahava b'chol nefesh. But then we have the danger. What's the flip side? Flip side is, if we have this tremendous Ahava, the danger is, b'krovosam lifnei Hashem v'yomusu. What did the Avodah Yisrael tell us? If not for Yira, that's metzamtem the Ahava. We need to control that Ahava, we'd be in great danger. So what do we have to have? Yira. So that's why we say Friday night, l'fonov navoid b'yira v'fachat. Because now more than ever we have to have the mid of Yira injected as well. Because being Shabbos is the opportunity that we're able to reach such tremendous heights of Ahava, then we have to also have the control. Therefore we have to have the limitation. We have to have the Tzimtzum, which contracts the Ahava. So explains Vim Kain, once we come to this realization that Shabbos encompasses all of the Ahavas, all of the three possible Ahavas. Yesh chashash kolos ha-nefesh machmas goyed la-ahava. There's certainly chashash about the nefesh leaving the goof. Balkein tzrichinonu oz gam la'avoyde shel b'chinas yira kedei l'tzamtzeim o'ahava. V'zeh shoimrim. And that's what we say. Hameniach le'yamoy b'yom Shabbos kodshoy. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. That's b'chinas ahava. V'lochein, therefore immediately we follow and we say, l'fon av navoyd b'yiro v'fachad. Kedei l'tzamtzeim b'zeh o'ahava. V'yovoy l'dei dveikas kol kach. Because we have to be careful. And that is the idea again, as we saw in the Avodas Yisrael. The danger certainly we saw in the Tanya, and we saw in the Yerachayim HaKodesh. Not of Aviu. They experienced this Kolos HaNefesh. And the danger that every Yid comes across every week when Shabbos comes. But the Eitzah is, and the answer is, Lefon of Navoid B'Yir V'Fachat. So very fascinating, which he brings some factual anecdotes that we know. V'chein Yedua is a known thing. Very, very incredible. We know that many tzaddikim poshid, they died simply because Rav Dveikus. The Dveikus was not stopped in time. As it is said, and it's told over, Al Harav Kodesh, Mein Rabbi Yechiel Mechel Mizlotchev, Dizlotchev and Magid, Zechus Yogan Aleinu, Shinistalik, he passed away. He was Nifter B'Shabbos Kodesh, Be'ez Rav Adaravan. Shabbos koided by Shalashudis. That's called Rava the Ravens. It's man of Rotzin Shibirotzin. Bishosh Lahoyla Shmira. At a time when no one was next to him. In other words, the way the custom was that always somebody would be next to him to make sure that he doesn't get his ahavas, the vacas doesn't get too intensified. And the person, the Shomer, saw that he's getting too, that he would like wake him up. Sort of like to bring him out of his trance. But this particular time, there was no one there. And Remechus Lashiva was nostalgic. Vehu dugmas ner cotton shenichbe etzel esh gedoyle kidua. The moshul is, the neshom is like a ner cotton. Put a little ner, small candle, next to a large fire. It attracts itself, becomes, right? The large fire just attracts and just sucks into it. The ner cotton becomes bottled to the esh gedoyle. So the neshom becomes bottled to the esh gedoyle, which means, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it becomes connected to that. And Mele Poshet, it's whisked out from the body. He says, "Ubezer Yevur Mashomro Yisrael Moshe." We find also, Klal Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Yisrael, "By Matan Torah." Klal Yisrael says, "Daber Atu Imanu V'Nishmo." You are Kodesh Baruch Hu. You speak to us. You Moshe speak to us. Val Yidaber Imanu Lekim Pen Nomus. What does it mean? Because Dinei Bechol Dibu V'Dibu Shishomu Makodesh Baruch Hu Yotzon Nishmosom. Chazal tells about the phenomenon, but the Kitchilu when Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke, every Dibur that Kodesh Baruch Hu said of the Yeseres Adibris, the Yidin lost the Nishom. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do Tchis HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do Tchis HaMesim. By Matan Torah, literally, there was Tchis HaMesim over and over again. So he says, what does it mean? Why? Why, when the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, came across, why did they lose their Nishomis? What happened? The reason is, V'hayne migoydlo ahava shedovku atzamul Hashem b'kabolas HaTorah. By Kabbalah HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah generated the highest level of ahava. And the Shaykh is the connection between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. As a matter of fact, the Torah is called an Arusa. Torah Tivlon Moshe Meirosha. Altikra Meirosha Ela Meirosa. This is the Chosin Kala relationship. This is the Ishvi Ishto relationship. So there was a tremendous ahava that was generated between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when the Dibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu came across and they came connected to the Dibur of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Dvekis and the connection, Poshet, they lost their Nishomis. It was Kalei Sanefesh. Mirei Ba'ava. They were not able, right? They're not able to survive the Yotzon Nishmosom. Al Ken Omer L'Moshe, therefore they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber Ato Imonu V'Nishmo, you speak. V'Yidaber Imonu L'Kim Penomus. V'Azeh Heshiva Moshe, so Moshe came and he explained, Al Tiro, Ki Lebavur Nasois Eschem Bo Helekim, which means, Ki Yesh Gam Shom Helekim, Horemezes Elmides Hayiro. It means to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also in the future inject the mid of Elikim. Elikim is midas yira. Shemavai is rachmim, that's avo. Ubavirtia yirosoy al penechim, which means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you yira, that yira will temper the avo. Umidas ha-yira hu tetzamtzim goydel ho-ahava shleteitze nafshechem. So upon him, the career of Yidden, right, when you have a tremendous amount of ahava, but at the same time you also have to have yira. So you see how it's important to have both midas. You have to have a balance between both. The avoid of a yid avada is to be able to achieve the greatest level. On the one hand, but at the same time, also you have to have the mid of yira also side by side. Otherwise, there's the danger of kolos hanefesh. So just want to show you, just we get off the subject, that the etzem yisoid, that ahava has to be connected with yira. As a matter of fact, yira has to control the ahava, is also for a second reason, and that's what the Spinker Rebbe, the Imre Yosef, the first Spinker Rebbe, brings in Parshas Kiseitze. And he brings a very fascinating thing. Let's remember, do you remember when we learned in the beginning of the Tanya told us about the Zion Midos, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, which are the seven Midos, the seven attributes that every Yid has. But he said they're Zion Midos, Kifulois, they are doubled Midos. We pointed out because you have the same Zion Midos on the Tzad Atumah, on the negative side, and you have the Zion Midos on the Tzad of Kedusha. The avodah of a yid is to elevate the zayin midos and to release them, to remove them, to elevate them from the base nature, from the lowly nature. Take, for example, ahava. Ahava, of course, expresses itself in so many negative ways. There could be ahava, which is tavas achila, tavas momen. Right? They can have tava varayas. These ahava in the lowest forms. The idea is to take the same mid of ahava that we have, which of course we created within ourselves, and be able to use that mid of ahava is to use it to avoid the Hashem. The Imre Yosef brings down from Tzadikim, as he brings down over here, as you'll see, that when a person has tremendous Ahavas Hashem, once you're utilizing the Midah of Ahava, there's a danger. The Satan doesn't stop. The Satan says, oh, there's a tremendous measure of ahava. All I have to do is to switch the tracks, and that tremendous mid of ahava, right, will just be diverted to ahava, to the lowest of lowest common denominator. How do we protect our ahava? In other words, there's no guarantee. Adrabe, while we are in the midst of our greatest level of ahavas Hashem, there's a danger that the Satan will take advantage of that mid of ahava. Imagine what a win gain. He says, all I have to do is divert it, and I already have a tremendous amount of ahava. Take that tremendous amount of ahava, which is Lutara Kedusha, let me just divert it. So you have to have Yira. When you have Yira, that's the simon. That's the thing that alerts you, and that's the tool that you use to be able to preserve the ahava, to remain within its framework of Avodas Hashem, and not to be allowed to be diverted in the opposite direction. That's why you need Yira. It's another reason why you need Yira. As he points out right here, take a look. He says, "Vayim Ashikosav Berav," says Imre Yosef. I'm a self-disovus. Zeloshoyne. It says, "Vihimoyev Shemayim Aleichem," because this is all the Mefarshim asked the question. You might remember the Hagdoma to that memory is, which everybody knows, "Al Tiyu Kavodim Amishamshim Miserav Amanas LeKabul Pras." Right? Do not serve Hashem like the Avodim would do it, right? Because you want receive reward. But rather, "Al Tiyu Kavodim Amishamshim Miserav Shloya Amanas LeKabul Pras." In other words, what are we saying? What he's saying is that a yid should serve Hashem ma'ahava, out of love, not because of reward, not because of remuneration. Right? And then he says right after that, v'himayir shemayim aleichem. Why is he throwing mayir shemayim into that? He's talking about a yid should be an oved Hashem mi'ahava. Al tiyu kavodim, right? A person's focus should not be on the reward. But a person should be an oved Hashem, shloya manas l'kabal pras. And immediately he says, v'himayir shemayim aleichem. What does that mean? So the Bartanura says, which is the bread and butter, v'imzot, Pirish on Ovis. V'imayir shemayim aleichem, afal pishato oved mi'ahava. Even though you're serving Hashem mi'ahava, avoid gam kemiro. Why? Shoyved me'ahava zoriz me'mitzvah sasei. Serving Hashem with ahava, that's mitzvah sasei. Right? Putting on tefillin with ahava. You're enhancing your mitzvah sasei. Putting on tzitzis with ahava. Shaking a lulav with ahava. Any mitzvah you do with ahava, that is enhancing your mitzvah sasei. Yira protects you from mitzvah lois sasei. Right? What to prevent you from not transgressing, not doing aveiris? That's Yira. So Ahava is connected with Mitzvah Saseh. Yira is connected with Mitzvah Lois Saseh. That's the way the Rav learns, the Bartanura. V'oivet miYira is Nizer miMitzvah Lois Saseh. V'nimtzeh davaydot ha-shalema. Because now he has all the wherewithal, A, to be Mekai Mitzvah Saseh. He also has the tools to avoid transgressing Lois Saseh. The Ahava is the tool for the Mitzvah Saseh. And the Yira is the tool to protect himself, to be on guard from the Mitzvah Lois Saseh. Comes the Imre Yosef. Says him Yosef Azoy. He says, for my rebbes, gamken, if a person basically forgets about Yiras Hashem, he's so consumed only with Ahava, oz yuchal lipoil chaz v'sholem betaviz v'tanug yoyel mazeh. Because Ahava, as we said, Ahava is like a fork in the road. It branches out. It can go to the right, it can go to the left. If you're successful just in changing the tracks, that you take the tremendous amount of ahava that you have to have with Hashem, if it's diverted, it can chaz v'sholem. Because once you utilize the mid of ahava, it can go anywhere if it's not controlled. So lechein tzrichin gamkin ha'yiro. Therefore, you have to have the yiro, the shomer mekolzeh, in order to be properly protected. I'm going to tell you here. I don't think we're going to start the tanya further, but I'm going to conclude. You don't have it on the sheet. I'm going to read you just 4 or 5 lines, and this is from the Bnei Soscher, but not in the Sefer Bnei Soscher, from the Agra Dekala. In Parshas Lech Lecha, and this is a fascinating thing. This is a kasha that I know certainly people that are not so connected to Hasidus, you know, it runs through their minds, and they say to themselves, which is taka very true. I mean, you see, you find the Admoirim, you know, great rebbes. I mean, whatever you consider today's rebbes, but even the early great ones, certainly the great great ones, that there's no question about the greatness of Avodas Hashem. You saw how many hours in the day, which L'chayr took away from the Avodas Hashem by having people come to them and spending time. This is also called serving Hashem. I mean, service, giving of yourself to Yidin, to Klal Yisrael. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Right? Mer Avad Boiker, which is busy serving Klal Yisrael. That's what a leader does. So you say to yourself, but wait a minute. If he wouldn't be busy with all these Yidin, maybe he would have been able to be Messiah a few more Mesachtis, possibly. Or maybe you'd have a few extra hours, maybe to say a little more Tehillim, or other things like that. And it seems that a great chelik of the day an hour with this yid, half an hour with that yid, and so on with the third yid. He can see 20 people a day, can see 100 people sometimes a day. And the whole day goes by just being busy with yidin. Well, how do we understand this? And these are the greatest avodas Hashem, people who are involved with avodas Hashem at the same time. How does it work? So you read you a few lines from the Agra Tikala, that's the Bnei Sosek and Parshas Lech Lecha. And he says as follows. He says, what I'm going to tell you now, he says, Hinei kobalti m'rabu yisenu ha-gdoshim. The Bnei Sosek says. Now he says he was makabal m'rabu yisenu ha-gdoshim. Al inyan hamatmiya eino kol reya. People who stand from the outside looking in have a tremendous kasha. The kasha is mashinoag hadover shah hamoinam. The fact is, we see the hamoinam matri de matzadikim. Zeid the hamoinam, they stern, they bother the tzadikim all the time. The kolechot poyrei sichos elefono bi inyono oiskel maze. I mean, this yid comes to the Rebbe and says, you know, my cow is not giving milk, and the Rebbe is listening to this. I mean, you know? And the other one says, my cow isn't giving enough milk, and so on and so forth. As a gaitachis, you know. So, ad kemat sheroiv hayom ematridim et atzadikim biiske bnei odom. It comes out that most of the days they're just busy with iske bnei odom. Vehinehu lepele, mazois osa shem yizborach letzadikei oylom asher avoidosom letzorach givoyeh. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do this to them? Which their avoida is clearly avoidus Hashem. V'toiv toiv hoy lehem. It would be much better sheyeh penuyim, that they should be, right? They should have time. They should have time available liyached yichudim noiroyim. They are capable of unifying, right, all of the Shemus Hakdoshim and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the highest level and to do pu'ulois noiroois bo'oilomois al yoinim. And now they're being taken away from all of that. A lot of time. So he says, v'kobalti, and that was Makabal, says the Bnei Yisosra. Listen, he says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? That tzaddikim should have, let's call it, what appears wasting time, just being busy listening to all the inyono ilam hazed that people, but all the news that people are bringing before them, presenting. He says, because these great tzaddikim, asher hasagosom gedoyle, who have great hasagis, ubechol yoy masigim yoyser elikusa yizbarach, these tzaddikim grow day after day, higher and higher, in their hasagis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their connection with Hashem grows. A tzaddik doesn't remain the same madrega today as he was yesterday. Every day is a new level. What happens when you keep going higher and higher? The danger is kolos hanefesh, v'kavosam lifnei Hashem v'yomusu. So he says, ad kolos hanefesh v'zed dover yedua. We know that. If a neshama tries to be masig more than it's capable, yis batlu mimitziyusam, they can bottle mimitzius. Look what he says. V'ze inyan yedua. He says benoda vaviu. Mamish with Baruchaim Hakodesh. He says the same thing. That's what happened. Benoda vaviu. He says bekavosam lifnei Hashem. He says ayn Baruchaim. Alkein. Therefore, to avoid the danger that tzaddikim who grow in their avoid on a daily basis, to avoid the danger. Asher hisigu vihigiu lamadrege asher hu kivishoyrish nishmosom. Tzadikim already reached the highest madrege vihine tishukosom gedoyla. Now they have a desire lalois bemalois umesilat hayoyser givoyim. But the neshama longs and yearns to climb higher, ever higher, and more. What's going to happen? Vihine yizbatlu mimitziyosom, they become botlu mimitziyos. Vetetze nishmosom. Hashem Yisborach still wants them here. Hashem Yisborach adayin reitze. Baboy dosom boilam azeh. So what's Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Kadosh Baruch Hu throws this, all of these tirdis and all of these hafsokis in their avoider. He says, push it to blunt and to stop and to control the dveikus. Al ken shaleach aleim anoshim ho'oiskim boilam asher moishchim oisam, who pull them back down to this earthly world, the sichlam and the seichel of the tzaddikim. Lisasek imon binyonam. In other words, what Bnei Sosko says, you're talking about the really, really great tzaddikim, none of them would be able to survive on this world if it wouldn't be some oilam hazeh coming out of left field being injected into their lifestyle to be able to control that dveikus, because the koyach of dveikus is so strong that it's pushed a danger of kolos hanefesh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu incorporated into the daily, daily avodah of their yoyim, they have to have these gevaldig hafsokis sometimes. Poshet, because otherwise it would not be here altogether. It poshet expired from Goyel Kedusha. So these are tremendous concepts. We have just an idea of the godless Odom and the tremendous avodah that a person is capable of achieving.